Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says his office is carefully reviewing a request by the Trump administration for the state's voter roll data. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
President Trump created the Election Integrity Commission at the beginning of his term to investigate what he alleged was widespread voter fraud in the presidential election, costing him the popular vote. Now, a blanket data request to all 50 states by that commission, led by Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, has drawn some bipartisan backlash from state officials who oversee elections. At least 10 secretaries of state have said they will not comply with the request. Utah's Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says they'll comply to part of the request, but he's unsure of what the commission is trying to achieve.
We do not feel like there is any evidence whatsoever of mass voter fraud in the state of Utah. And we don't think it's really necessary for the commission to spend any of their energy looking into that here.
That said, Cox says if the commission files the appropriate paperwork, they're entitled to any information that is already publicly available in accordance with state law. That would not include, however, more private data like Social Security and driver's license numbers, which the panel had also requested. Cox, a Republican, says he believes the skeptical response to the commission would have happened regardless of party. He says the decentralized nature of U.S. elections is partially what makes them more secure.
So I'm very wary of any effort to take citizens' private information and store it at a federal level and how that could be used or misused. So again, we're watching this very closely. We'll abide by the law as necessary, but we want to make sure that these requests are legitimate.
Public voter rolls are already available to most political parties and campaigns. Cox says the commission hasn't yet formally requested the data, which would also be subject to a fee. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.